and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get started with the top three stories. So first of all, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is addressing reporters about the Hunter Biden story from the New York Times. So New York Times is reporting that back in 2016, Hunter was sitting on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, and he allegedly tried to enlist the support or pressured the support of U.S. ambassador to Italy to arrange a business meeting for a potential energy deal. Of course, Republicans have long accused the Bidens in general of carrying out influence peddling schemes. So today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that President Biden, at least, has never done business with his son and was not aware of the situation. Speaking of Hunter Biden, he's being charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes, and the trial for that is coming up September 5th. Now he's hired a high-profile criminal defense lawyer to represent him, Mark Garagos. He's represented Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, among others. And finally, Iran has vowed retaliation against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. So the Middle East is holding its breath for that retaliation just as efforts are beginning to reach a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Formal negotiations take place tomorrow. Let's get local headlines with Austin.
All righty. First up here, we got charges now being dropped against the Okaloosa County deputy that was fired last month after being arrested for reckless driving, racing, and tampering with evidence while riding a motorcycle. 25-year-old Dylan Gentry was arrested in Fort Walton Beach on July 12th before the case was closed last Friday. A press release from Gentry's attorney says that evidence was uncovered from a video camera on Gentry's motorcycle, which demonstrated that he did not commit any criminal act and his arrest was unjustified. Gentry had been with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office for 3 years prior to this incident.
Oh, boy. And then, so I wonder what's going to happen with that. Is he going to try to get his job back or what?
I don't know. If he's been vindicated or exonerated, whatever word you want to use, he has grounds to.
Yeah, you'd think so. So a bicyclist was killed when it was hit by a car on Kemp-Strand Road this morning. It happened just before 6 a.m. near the intersection of Breezy Acres Road. Florida Highway Patrol says the bicyclist, 34-year-old Pensacola man, was not wearing reflective clothing. The driver, 24-year-old Jay man, reported that he didn't see him before the collision. And the bicyclist died at the scene of the crash, unfortunately.
And before we continue with your local headlines here, I'll get you your first quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more about that. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/banking for business. Looking at the roads here, it's not nearly as severe as it was in hours 1 and 2. We do have some backup still on Barrancas Avenue where it meets Gulf Beach Highway at the intersection with Navy Boulevard. If you're traveling westbound towards that intersection on Barrancas, we do have some heavy backups there from an accident report we had earlier. And we've gotten multiple texts about that, so it's pretty severe on the scene over there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from the Hurlburt Field area heading towards Windhaven Beach, we do have some minor backups over there, but they have greatly decreased. Let's see. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola. Excuse me. Refreshing it down to 82. Woo, brr. Let's see. We got heat advisory until 7 o'clock this evening with a low of 81, and there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 93 with yet another heat advisory and a 50% chance of storms. So how about that? All right, carrying on with some local headlines here. An arrest has been made for the ambush-style triple homicide at West Jackson Square back in April. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week on 3 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Now, the shooting happened at a birthday party on April 28th. The three men were sitting in a car in the parking lot on West Jackson Street when they were gunned down. Since that incident, multiple ambush-style shootings have happened across Escambia County. The investigation in the case is ongoing.
Yeah, and the Escambia County Superintendent... Homeowners and Pace. Homeowners and Pace are going to see a change to their property taxes. So the Pace Fire District is going to change how they are funding the fire district. They're switching from an ad valorem tax to a new fee structure based solely on the size of the home. So what's happened is under the new structure, each homeowner in Pace will pay $250. And then if your home is over 1,600 square feet, you'll pay 15 cents per square foot over 1,600 square feet. So this change will mean less overall funding for the fire district, but they say it won't affect their service for residents or for ongoing projects.
And also here, the Escambia County deputies are investigating a stabbing incident that took place in Brownsville. A woman was reportedly attacked with a steak knife in the 2400 block of West Blunt Street on Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators that a male acquaintance had stabbed her on her arm. The woman was treated and taken to a nearby hospital, and no arrests have been reported.
Oh, boy. And then Escambia County Superintendent Keith Leonard says the school year is off to a great start after last year's positive grades reports. He states that this year is all about walking that walk. Leonard applauded the district for really hitting its stride in the first few days and believes that the affirmation grade success created the momentum. So there you go.
Yeah. I didn't go to Escambia County schools, but I went to Santa Rosa, so close enough. But yeah, I mean, I went to school about 5 years ago and, you know, as recently as 5 years ago. And while I didn't really care too much for it, I won't lie. I'm not a big school guy. I mean, I have always heard great stuff about our school system here, so that's good to hear. Let's see. Just about 6:19. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got some state and national news for you, along with another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name, vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we increased the graduation rate from 88 to 90.4%, increased industry certifications earned by students by 177%, and increased scholarships by $6 million. Our students rank third in algebra, fourth in reading, fifth in math, sixth in biology and U.S. history, and ninth in geometry. Let's keep the progress for our children going. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa County Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hey, stepping out in style fashion shows coming up October 24th at the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. It's presented by the Women's Board of Badgers Healthcare Foundation. And the fashions for this fashion show are going to be presented by, or provided by, Bloutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylists, and the Market and Mainly Shoes. So the 48th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show is going to begin at 5:30 with social time with charcuterie, beverages, a live and silent auction, and then the actual fashion show begins after that. Sponsorships are still available, so if you want to check that out, go to BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org. That's BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org to check out the 48th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Also coming up next Tuesday is Bands on the Beach at 7 o'clock over at Casino Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. This week's band on Tuesday will be Yard Lights, the Yard Lights. So be sure to check them out. Remember, you are encouraged to bring a lawn chair and blankets to sit on, but there's no pets allowed and no glass allowed either. Let's get traffic on the fives with Austin.
All righty, looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. We still have some backups from that accident report on Barrancas Avenue. This is if you're traveling westbound, right where Barrancas meets Gulf Beach Highway at the intersection with Navy Boulevard. Still got some backups in that area because of that accident report. Not as severe as it was looking earlier, but nonetheless, looking kind of rough at this time. Also have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. And just a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway as well if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola. We've had some thundering storms some thundering storm clouds come through, but nothing too crazy. We do have a heat advisory for about the next half hour or so. And tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees. Tomorrow, we got a bit more going on. It's 93 for your high with another heat advisory and 50% chance of thunderstorm. So be on the lookout for all that. All righty, that's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, so getting into some state headlines. Florida is tracking an increase of COVID-19 cases this summer. The health department believes it will continue to see a rise of infections as students return to school this week. CDC says that Florida has one of the highest rates in the nation for emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths. And just to give you an idea what that means, it's under 0% or under 1%. like it's under even half of 1% for those under the age of 65. For those over the age of 65, it's 4.4%. So even if students do get more COVID, they're not over the age of 65. So I think we're okay.
Yeah, the most of them should not be that age. The city of Doral is weighing in on the political situation in Venezuela. The city council is set to discuss a resolution recognizing Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of the country. They're also calling on the president and Congress to demand the release of political prisoners, with there having allegedly been more than 2,000 incarcerated by the regime of sitting president Nicolas Maduro in just the last 3 weeks.
Oh, boy. Then let's go ahead and, let me go ahead and get this in. So, three suspects in Jacksonville, Florida, are facing charges for a theft ring where they robbed a bunch of Publix locations throughout the city. Two of them are juveniles. They've each been charged with grand theft.
And South Florida police believe they have solved the case of a woman and her child who disappeared roughly 5 decades ago. Actually, it sounds like almost exactly 5 decades ago. Skeletal remains of an adult and small kid were found inside a submerged vehicle in a Broward County canal over the weekend. The organization Sunshine State Sonar conducted the dive search, and they believe the victims are 35-year-old Doris Wurst and her 3-year-old daughter Karen. The family was last seen in November of 1974 at their plantation home, which is about 3 miles from the canal. Investigators are waiting for DNA and dental records in order to confirm the victims' identities. I think I said it last hour. I just don't understand how just 3 miles away, 50 years, two people, one of which is a child, disappear. I don't know how it takes this long to find these individuals. That's just that's mind-boggling to me. If the DNA and dental records confirm their identities.
Yeah, exactly. That's a long time. But hey, at least they finally did discover him, I guess.
At least there's some closure.
Yeah, some sort of closure. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium is trying to save more manatees in Tampa Bay. The facility's new Manatee Rehabilitation Center welcomed its very first guests after holding its grand opening on Monday. Two manatees transferred from Zoo Tampa are currently receiving treatment there and will be eventually released into the Gulf of Mexico. And the center, this Manatee Rehabilitation Center, is going to undergo expansion with over the next year. It's going to allow experts to perform surgeries and other critical care services for manatees. So kind of a cool little thing going on over there in Tampa.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I got to tell you, if I had the means, I can't promise you I wouldn't steal a manatee. I really like those.
Alrighty, steal a manatee.
I don't know how. Hey, as I said.
A sea cow?
A sea cow. If I had the means, which it would be very particular.
Where
and
are you
very.
Where you going to put it?
That's the thing. That's where the means come in.
Like a big, huge pool or something.
Exactly. If I owned an aquarium, I'd see if I could make it happen. Headline for you here. The National Hurricane Center says that the storm system Ernesto is now a Category 1 hurricane. Ernesto is currently packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Almost half of Puerto Rico and more than 90% of the Virgin Islands are without power. Significant flooding is also expected across Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The storm isn't expected to hit the U.S. mainland, luckily. It's going to be heading up north the Atlantic Ocean currently, which is welcome news for some states that are still dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Debbie. Let's see, 6:30 here, outro music playing us out when we return. Before we say when we return, we got a Fox News break for you, followed by Your Money Now and the CBS Sports Minute. Then, when we return, we got another rundown of your top three stories, followed by some more national headlines and sports news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jack Callahan. Former President Trump offering what was billed as a major economic address today in North Carolina.
I gave Harris and Biden an economic miracle, and they quickly turned it into an economic nightmare.
He said he would order all cabinet members and department heads to do everything possible to bring down costs and that he would bolster American energy production. But he also roundly criticized Vice President Harris. She is to release her first major economic plan as a presidential candidate in an address on Friday. The government reports inflation is cooling, prices in July up 2.9% from a year ago. The June year-to-year number was 3%, President Biden telling reporters at the White House.
I told you we're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start right in that way, okay?
Tropical storm Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane, inundating Puerto Rico with heavy rain. America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Next year, the Social Security COLA, or cost of living adjustment, may be 2.6%, according to an independent Social Security and Medicare policy analyst. That's down from the 3.2% boost to benefits Americans saw this year. It's also substantially lower than the 8.7% COLA Social Security beneficiaries received last year and the 5.9% increase in 2022. Wall Street's praise of Starbucks' hiring of Chipotle CEO Brian Niccol as its new chief executive extended to a second session of trading today, with the coffee giant drawing multiple analyst upgrades. Starbucks stock cooled off, though, after posting its largest ever one-day gain of 24.5%. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow gaining 240 points, while the S&P 500 was up 20. U.S. crude oil futures for September were around $77.50 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Dana White said Conor McGregor still wants the fight, but we won't see his triumphant return to the octagon this year. McGregor was supposed to return against Michael Chandler at UFC 303 on June 29th, but had to cancel that fight because of a broken toe. So that makes me ask, what was the real reason why McGregor bat out of that fight? Because there's no way a broken toe knocks you out for the year. So I'll believe Conor finally returns to the octagon when we actually see it. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vanguard is 100% client-owned, serving over 50 million investors every day. Whether you're planning for retirement, putting your kids through college, or saving up for your next adventure, Vanguard can help you set personalized investment goals. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Copyright 2024, The Vanguard Group, Inc. All rights reserved. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
I said 4 years ago we needed to build schools. We haven't built a school since 2006. In the last 4 years, we've built East Bay K-8, Wallace Lake K-8, and Soundside High School, which will be ready within the year. We've done a lot in the last 4 years. We still have a lot to do. I ask you, when you go to the polls, vote Charles Elliott School Board District 4. Let us continue the work that needs to be done. Thank you, and may God bless you, is my prayer.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It doesn't appear to be too much going on if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Windhaven Beach area. We do have some backups over there. And maybe have a little bit if you're traveling, let's see here, towards the, it's on the intersection of Cervantes Road and Palafox Street, or Cervantes Street, rather, and Palafox Street. If you're traveling westbound on Cervantes towards Palafox, may have some minor backups just starting to develop there, and maybe continuing on Cervantes as you approach, what road is this here, North Pace Boulevard. But outside of those couple spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. Let's see here. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola. We got a heat advisory in effect for about the next 20 minutes. Tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees. We're going to have slight chances of thunderstorms lingering just in the background a bit, about 20% chance. But tomorrow we're going to have a high of 93, another heat advisory, and about 50% chance of showers. So tomorrow is going to be no better than today, climate-wise. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Top three stories here for you. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed reporters pertaining to the New York Times report on Hunter Biden. New York Times is reporting that back in 2016, Hunter Biden pressured a U.S. ambassador to Italy to arrange a business meeting for a potential energy deal back when he was on the board for the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Republicans, of course, have long accused the Biden family of carrying out influence peddling schemes. So today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that President Biden, at least, has never done any business with his son and was not aware of that situation. Speaking of Hunter Biden, he's been charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes. The trial is coming up September 5th, and now he's hired a high-profile criminal defense attorney to represent him, Mark Gageros. He has represented Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, among others. Iran vowed retaliation against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders, so the Middle East is holding its breath just as efforts to reach a ceasefire are beginning, with formal negotiations taking place tomorrow. What's going on in local headlines, Austin?
Well, nationally is what I think you meant.
Oh, yeah, sorry, nationally. Oh, no, we got to do sports first. Let's hit sports, yeah.
Let's see. Starting with the Olympics here, there appears to be a new twist in the saga surrounding U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles and her bronze medal. The head of the Court of Arbitration for Sport panel that made the decision to strip Chiles of her medal and award it to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu has been linked to Romania since at least 2011. Apparently, the resume for the lawyer shows that he has represented Romania in several cases over the course of that span. Barbosu is set to be awarded the bronze medal on Friday, but the USA Gymnastics has vowed to, quote, continue to pursue every possible avenue and appeal process. Keeping with the Olympic theme, we got Algerian boxing gold medalist Amani Halif naming billionaire Elon Musk and author J.K. Rowling in a legal complaint. She filed a lawsuit in France over online harassment that she faced during the Olympics. Her attorney told Variety that former President Trump is also part of the investigation. And this all, you know, boils back down to the stuff that you, Bobby, and I have covered a little while ago regarding her boxing that Italian boxer, and there was talks about, okay, well, she had heightened testosterone last year that got her DQ'd from something, so she must be a biological man. That's what the narrative immediately became. So that allegedly is not true.
Apparently she's basically a mutant. She's got both high levels of testosterone, and she has a condition, to be honest, and so she's not a biological male, born biological male with it. Instead, she has some body mutations that gives her heightened testosterone, and so, but she was born as female and everything like that. So now big lawsuits, and you even said that, like, man, if she isn't a transgender person, wow, all the backlash against this person for, you know, they can't even help it, you know.
Yeah, they did nothing
then,
wrong.
Two, lawsuits. And sure enough, that's what we're starting to see.
That's the thing. I mean, and for something as simple as high testosterone, I mean, I took some sports courses back in college, and we touched on some athletes, some women athletes who have gotten in quote-unquote trouble, and it's like they just have heightened testosterone, you know, and this mass hysteria starts out, and it's like, well, okay. And, you know, women in that field don't look the most dainty, don't look the most feminine to begin with. So people, they just let their minds jump to that. Anyway, in her lawsuit, she's name dropping Musk, Rowling, and President Trump for acts of aggravated cyber harassment. Let's see. Also here in the NFL, we got Minnesota Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy set to miss the 2024 season. Head coach Kevin O'Connell said McCarthy had surgery to fully repair his meniscus, and he said it was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which, of course, will end the season. Sam Darnold will likely be taking the snaps when the Vikings begin their slate next month. And lastly, here in golf, Hideki Matsuyama won't have his regular caddy and coach at this week's FedEx St. Jude Championship after their passports and visas were stolen. ESPN reports the Japanese golfer stopped in London after winning the bronze at the Paris Olympics, where he and his caddy were robbed. The two had to return to Japan and have asked for expedited documents to get to the U.S. Matsuyama's passport and Olympic medal were luckily not stolen. And I said that was the last story, but actually I kind of lied. Bobby, you and I were talking about this earlier, going back to the NFL for a moment. There was a pretty high-profile trade with Matthew Judon, correct?
He was just traded to the... from the Patriots to the Falcons.
Right.
So Pro Bowl linebacker Matthew Judon heading over to the Falcons. So pretty big trade right there.
Yes. And building. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and building off of that, while we were talking about that, for those who have been following, there is no update on the Brandon Ayuk situation from what I know of. 49ers and him are still just kind of lingering around. There's been talks about him maybe being traded to my Steelers, but nothing of substance that has gotten that ball rolling. But anyway, what were you going to say?
I was just going to hit sports scores, baseball. We've got a few games already wrapped up. Padres beat the Pirates 8-2. Diamondbacks beat the Colorado Rockies 11-4. And the Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 4-1. Coming up tonight, still at 7:10 on Prime Video, you got the Yankees against the White Sox, which would be should be a blowout for the Yankees. Mets right now are leading the Oakland A's 1-0 in the middle of the third. Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros are still scoreless at the top of the fifth. Miami Marlins are beating the Phillies 3-2, top of the fourth. That one's on ESPN Plus.
That's an upset.
I don't know if there's any other games people. Oh, I know we got some Cardinals fans around here. Cardinals getting beat by the Reds 4-0, bottom of the fourth on that one.
Ugh. All right, let's see. It's almost exactly 6:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll go through some national headlines here. All righty, so let's see what we got. There's not a ton going on the roads here. Let's see. We do have some backup still, just ever so slightly, at the intersection where Barrancas Avenue meets Gulf Beach Highway, the intersection with Navy Boulevard. There was an accident there, but it's just about clearing out. Let's see. On Cervantes, if you're traveling westbound towards Pace Boulevard, got some backups over there as well, but nothing too severe. And then it's still going to be Navarre Parkway with just an ever so slight amount of backups if you're traveling westbound passing through the Windhaven Beach area. But outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, it's a bit more of what we've already been saying. 82 degrees, just a few clouds in the sky here late. We got a heat advisory for about the next 15 minutes, and your low tonight is going to be 81 with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow is going to be another heat advisory, yay, with a high of 93 and a 50% chance of storms. Very nice. All righty, just looking at some of these national headlines here, just hitting them very quickly. North Carolina residents will be able to see both presidential candidates this week. former President Donald Trump bringing his Republican campaign to Asheville tonight for a town hall expected to focus on the economy. Economy. Following that, we have current VP and Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris outlining her plan for the economy in a speech of her own in Raleigh on Friday. And Trump and running mate J.D. Vance will also be in New Jersey tomorrow for a news conference. Speaking of Trump, oh my goodness, he's addressing his claim that Vice President Harris used AI-generated pictures to exaggerate the size of her crowds. While taking questions after casting his early ballot in Florida state primary, Trump was asked about the claim, and he answered, quote, "I can't say what was there, who was there. I can only tell you about ours." Over the weekend, Trump had shared a picture from Harris's rally at a Detroit airport, saying that her campaign AI'd it, to which the Harris campaign simply responded on Truth Social with a video of Harris arriving at the airport and being greeted by a large crowd. This could also, I think, be a response from Trump in regards to Kevin McCarthy. We recently covered, it was just about a day or two ago, we covered him saying, hey, listen, how about Trump stop focusing on Harris's crowd and all that and start focusing on your policies? So this could be his way of proving that, that's what he's at least trying to do. And we got a new study that shows Instagram isn't doing a good job addressing abusive comments that target female politicians. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found that the social media platform failed to act on 90% of abusive comments reported. The study found that 1 in 25 comments on female politicians' posts were highly likely to be toxic. Of the 1,000 comments the CCDH reported, about 93% remained on the platform after a week. And now we'll just hit a few health, business, and science notes for you. Wall Street closing with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 242 points to 40.008. The S&P 500 rose by 20 points to 54.55. And the NASDAQ gained 4 points to 17.192. Meanwhile, the United Auto Workers Union filing a federal labor charge, or a few actually, against it says charges, plural, so I guess they've got multiple going on, against former President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. The move comes after Trump and Musk held a two-hour conversation on X Monday night. During the interview, Trump had praised Musk, who owns the electric car company Tesla, for firing workers who threatened to go on strike. The UAW noted that under federal law, workers cannot be fired for going on strike, and threatened to do so is illegal. Threatening to do so is illegal. And of course, the UAW has recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president, so they're going to be going into this all the more against, you know, whatever inaccuracies Trump is promoting there. And scientists in Mississippi have confirmed the discovery of an Ice Age mammoth tusk. According to the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, the fossil, believed to be millions of years old, was found partially exposed along a steep embankment in rural Madison County earlier this month. The 7-foot-long tusk was taken to the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science for further study. And lastly here, the Mars Candy Bar Company is reportedly making a deal to buy the maker of Cheez-It and Pringles. The maker of M&M's, Snickers, and Milky Way bars is reportedly acquiring the Kellanova company for $30 billion. Mars is paying for, about $83 a share in the all-cash deal. And Kellanova is a global leader in snacks, cereal, frozen breakfast foods, noodles, and assorted plant-based foods. So this is quite a giant, man, I don't know how you would describe this. I guess one, not a conglomerate, but one giant kind of slaying another here. I will say, Mars makes sweet treats. Kellanova, it sounds like they make a bit more salty, savory, whatever. So I could definitely see some good snacks coming from this. But, you know, that's just one medically obese guy's opinion. All right, just about 6:50 here. Actually, as I speak, it hits 6:50 right on the nose. How about that? We're going to take one last quick break for you. When we return, we'll hit you with some pop culture notes, some wacky weird stories, and, of course, one last quick check of your roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the Sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws,
and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Was it early morning yesterday? I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle.
That's actually a pretty good song to use for a parting bumper song. Goodbye, Stranger. That's not too bad. Though I suppose it's not really good to promote having, you know, strangers. I like to think of the Pensacola Right Now family as my friends. Oh, how wholesome is that? All right, enough of that. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 6:55 here. We're going to be about 45 seconds early, but that's no problem. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for both this hour and this evening. Let's see. Hopefully I don't have to talk for too long about this. We do have some backups on Cervantes Street. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Pace Boulevard. Never any confirmation of an accident or something like that. But, you know, and it's not too severe, very minor. But outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. Let's see. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola still. Got that heat advisory lingering for about another 5 minutes. But don't worry. Don't get sad. It'll be back tomorrow with a high of 93. Tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms, which will increase to about 50% tomorrow. Alrighty, let's see. Looking at some pop culture notes here. We broke this news on our broadcast about an hour ago, but I think ABC News beat us to it about 45 minutes before that. Wallace Amos Jr. If you don't know the name, he was a talent agent and founder of Famous Amos Cookies. Now you may be familiar with it. He has passed away at the age of 88. Wanted to break that news there. Very unfortunate. Also, let's see, we've got a box office preview for you. Alien Romulus is expected to get off to a good start at the box office this weekend. It's projected to make between $28 and $38 million in its debut, with some tracking services projecting it to potentially even make $50 million. The Alien sequel is the only new release this week after Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 was taken off the schedule. It's expected to easily take first place, while there will be a battle for second between Deadpool and Wolverine, and It Ends With Us. Also, we got Alyssa Milano. She, you may know her from the TV shows Charmed and Who's the Boss. She will debut on Broadway next month in Chicago. She'll play Roxy Hart, the dancer and housewife who murders her lover when he tries to dump her. I knew that was the plot. I don't know why I made the name of the play sound a lot more enthusiastic and chipper as I did. It may be her Broadway debut, but Milano says the stage is a return to her roots, having done some stage work as a child. Chicago will open September 16th at the Ambassador Theater for an 8-week run. Also here, we got Taylor Swift-inspired Cornelia Street signs selling out fast in NYC. The city's Department of Transportation announced Tuesday that it was selling authentic Cornelia Street signs that they manufactured themselves and sell at the city's official gift shop. So you may think, what the heck is the significance of Cornelia Street? If you're not a Taylor Swift fan, don't worry, you're not alone. I was thinking the same thing. Swift used to live on a street called Cornelia Street, and a song named after the street is featured on her album Lover. 200 of the signs, selling at $75 a pop, were reported to have sold out in just hours. So this is your daily pop culture headlines reminder that Taylor Swift is a pretty big deal. Let's see. We also had, speaking of NYC, the city's portal to Dublin. We've touched on that before. It's, basically like a giant ovular thing that it shows a live feed of what's going on in Dublin. You can see the people of Dublin, Ireland. They can see the people of New York City. Very fascinating concept, I felt. But, you know, when some people are immature, they just ruin everything. That's why we touched on the portal temporarily closing back in May, just 6 days after it opened due to bad behavior. But now it's closing down for permanent this time, closing down for good. It was like an art project thing, I believe. So it may not be necessarily like for any particular reason. It may just maybe served its purpose and okay, you know, it was a fun little experiment. Let's wrap it up. Maybe that sort of thing. But either way, it is set to close on September 2nd. Let's see, getting some wacky and weird stories here for you. Starting with Auntie Anne's Pretzel Shop. If you've been to the Cordova Mall, you've probably had them. Famous pretzel shop. It's debuting its first ever perfume inspired by the brand's signature aroma. The company launched the fragrance, and it's called Need, spelled K-N-E-A-D. That should be self-explanatory. It's at a pop-up in New York City earlier this week, and it was giving fans early access to the scent that is now available for purchase online. Auntie Anne says that it's always looking for new ways to engage their audience besides their 1,700 locations across the country, hinting at the possibility of another product that delivers their signature scent, such as an air freshener or a candle. So it's a perfume, so if you want your lovely lady smelling like pretzels? I don't know. Then maybe look into that. And lastly here, this is something that I don't think will be as agreeable. A Chicago area brewery receiving a fine for serving a cicada-infused alcoholic drink. Yeah. Noon Whistle Brewing was issued an undisclosed fine from the Illinois Liquor Control Commission. I can only imagine it was a pretty hefty one. And it stated that the cicada-infused beverage was illegal. So, I mean, we were saying in the previous hours of the show today, the Auntie Anne's fragrance may be a bit weird to smell off of a fellow human being. Don't know how lovely that's going to be. However, there's no way it's worse than the taste of a cicada-infused drink, but whatever. I mean, to each their own, I suppose. Alrighty, that just about does it. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Excuse me. Tomorrow, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world on a Thursday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Going to be Austin and Steve with you tomorrow, I believe. We've kind of had some stuff up in the air, but look out for me and him, all right? You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Good night, everybody.